There's been some concerns about insurance companies being able to access health information. And I also saw on the EFA website there was an app called Health Record that was a problem.
Yeah, so that one's a little bit different, but it's a similar type of case. So that'll be the next step. The next step, once we put all of this data in there, is that the government wants to open it up to third-party providers. And again, you know, it sounds kind of disruptive and maybe neat. You'll be able to create services based around data. But what those, you know, there's still issues with people controlling what happens with that data, whether or not it's unsold or passed on. And so the difference, the issue with the My Health Engine was that people were, logging in to create appointments with their local doctor and then checking a box that said, yes, I'm happy for you to hand this information on to third parties, although it wasn't as clear as that. So the next thing people knew, they were getting contacted by lawyers at a later date to say, we heard that you have, we've heard that you've been to a GP recently. Is there a case? Is there something that you want us to look into for you? And so people found that a real violation because they were not expecting lawyers to start contacting them.
Wow, so that's like ambulance chasing lawyers.
Yeah, exactly. And so the unions have come out now and they've said, a number of the unions have said another way that insurance companies might start using this, and they'll say, we need access to your My Health Record, and then the insurance companies can either make decisions based on, say, how much your policy is, or if you've had a work cover claim, then having insurance agency doctors that have access to your My Health Records as well. And so those sorts of things will then be used to deny or to reject claims. And it may have very little to do with someone's injury in the first instance. So it's really just that encroaching on your privacy to an extent that, you know, is really unwarranted. Some organisations like NDIS providers have been saying to people, we need access to your My Health Record before we can deliver a service. So again, you've got people with a disability that, that don't necessarily want people trawling through their, or services trawling through their medical history. And, you know, over time, when those databases start to have data over many years, do you really want a health provider knowing that you had an abortion 20 years ago? Is that going to be relevant? Well, it may not be relevant, but it'll be there and it'll be accessible potentially through this sort of database.
Talking about people that can access My Health Record, one of the worries for me is if the police can access it.
So they've put together the legislation, but the legislation doesn't require a warrant. And so that's one of the things that the government came back, and one of the changes that they've made around concerns that people with privacy concerns have raised. One of them was to extend the deadline to the 15th of November, but the other was to make the changes to the legislation so that you would need to have a warrant, police courts and the tax office, in order to access the records. That legislation, I don't believe that's been passed yet. The current state of parliament, who knows when it will be passed.